charities. I've just listened to the most recent audio boo by TurboStream, and there are several others that I've listened to, and in fact, this is my second audio boo about the topic of charities. And but I'm just reminded of what I used to do as a child. I went to a Jesuit school in Limerick, in Ireland, and there was a thing called Jesuit Mission Week. And Jesuit Mission Week had, I think, what were called sales of work. And that was a bit like a bring and buy sale, I suppose, or something. But anyway, all sorts of money was being raised during the week for the sake of the Jesuits' activities in Africa, I think. Perhaps to a certain extent in India, but Africa is what I associate with the Jesuits when I was growing up. And I go back a very long way. I don't remember what age I started doing this, but there was a flag day during Jesuit Mission Week. And that meant that you could, if you wanted to, get a tin and stickers. I don't remember if they were stickers or pins, to be honest. They may have been, but I imagine them to be stickers. And you went down on the main street in Limerick and you rattled your can and you collected money. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this at all is partly I'd forgotten all about it. And it's nice to remember things from your childhood that you've done. But I actually remember it as a tremendous interpersonal skills development experience. I discovered that I was rather good at this. I was rather good at collecting money. And I remember putting a lot of thought into it. You know, you see somebody coming down the street towards you and you have to make an assessment of whether to maintain steady eye contact with them, whether to get, what position to get yourself into, whether to smile or not to smile, whether to be too approaching towards them, or how exactly to play it. Because I remember being very well aware that, you know, if you came the heavy hand at people, like, you know, went up to them too strongly, there would be a rejection. And if you didn't go up to them at all, they would walk past you. So there was a whole lot of what I could call mental gymnastics, or assessing the situation to be done, and a whole lot of, it was great practice, because it was all trial and error, you know, what worked with some kind of people, what other kind of people, the same thing didn't work with each person, you know. It was like, depending on what age they were, you could do a certain, you could pitch your language in a certain way. If they were, you know, a young person, you knew how much they might have very little money, and you might, you know, you might just look for a tiny amount. Or if they were a very prosperous person, you might hope to get more from them. If they were some people, you might even give them a sticker without taking any money from them, although I can't truthfully remember ever doing that. I remember it fondly, because as I said, I was good at it, meaning that I sort of prided myself that I could raise more money than anybody else. Now, this is going back an awful long way, so I may be making all of this up. But my memory tells me that I used to pride myself in collecting more than anybody else. And this was, there weren't many things at the time that I was better than anybody else at. So it was a real kind of morale booster to discover that I had a talent for making it easy for people to give money. Now it's interesting that you know, I didn't really pay too much attention to what I was raising the money for. I think I actually liked the activity, voluntary activity. I was getting nothing out of it, and nor did I want anything. But I liked the challenge, and I think I would have probably gone collecting money for any cause under the sun. Just give me a tin box and I'll go and do it. I suppose you could say it's like an early training for cold calling as a salesperson. You know, working in a call center, and you have to ring people up and, you know, try to do business with them. So I suppose it's quite a good training ground for young people. And in Cork, in Ireland, there are an awful lot of young people out on the street, you know, quite often during the year, not just at Christmas time, collecting money for various causes, including, you know, I won't name any of them. There were so many. So, I mean, I'm not making this to kind of go into opposition to TurboStream's point of view that, you know, there's too much charitable activity in the UK. I don't actually have a view myself on whether there's too much or too little, because I'm more interested in things that I think about around the issue. But anyway, look, that's just a wee memory. I wonder if there are any others of you out there who have gone rattling cans for various causes. Okay, all the best. Bye.